But unlike King Agrippa, who quite willingly accepted the accolade, they said, "You must be joking. We're just like you. We're just normal human beings. We're not others." You see, again, coming back to these legends, I know I've got to watch the time. Zeus and Hermes, so a legend was told, came to Earth in human form and walked around in human form and tried to engage with people, and town after town they rejected them until they found an elderly couple who didn't have very much money, and they asked them for hospitality. And this elderly couple took them in, not knowing that they were these mythical gods. It's a whole mythical story. But took them in and really lavished all their poorness or anything that they had left on this couple. And then Zeus and Hermes revealed who they actually were. And so this legend goes, their straw house became a beautiful temple. And in their old age, they never really died. They just grew into trees. And everyone else who had turned Zeus and Hermes down died. That was kind of a bit of a weird legend, really, isn't it? So with that in mind, we can understand why suddenly these people in Lystra are seeing Paul and Barnabas and seeing that they are doing magical things and realizing, wow, if this is Zeus and Hermes again, we need to acknowledge them and we need to give them praise, otherwise we're dead people. Paul uses not biblical reference, Old Testament, you know, Jewish writings, but he uses agricultural terms in referencing to the people, terminology that they would understand, that they would appreciate. You know, these are Greek people more than Roman or Jewish people. There are some Jewish people there, but more Greek. So he appeals to their thinking. And he says about God that I came to give you good news. So turn away from these worthless things and turn to the living God who made heavens and earth, the sea, and everything in them. In the past, he permitted all the nations. There's probably a whole sermon here in itself, verse 16. In the past, he permitted all the nations to go their own ways, but he never left them without evidence of himself and his goodness. For instance, he sends you rain, good crops, and gives you food and joyful hearts. Paul appealed to their agricultural mind that this God that we've been speaking about is the God of provision, the God of nature. But then suddenly some Jews, verse 19, from Antioch and Iconium came along. Is that good news or bad news? What happened to Paul and Barnabas in Antioch and Iconium? They wanted to kill them, and seemingly that's the persuasion that they managed to make with the town folk. And it says in end of verse 19, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of town, thinking he was dead. Great trip, huh? Is that the end of Paul? What does it say in verse 20 in your Bibles? But the believers gathered around him, and then he got up and what? Legged it? No. He didn't even shake the sand off his sandals. You know? He went back into town. Seemingly it didn't cause too much of a problem. He maybe slipped in, but the next day they left for Derby. And then they made more pronouncements in their preaching in Derby and making more disciples. And then they returned. Where did they return to? This is the end of verse 21. Lystra, hang on a minute, haven't we just been talking about Lystra? And that's where he was stoned. Yeah, he went back again. And where else did he go? Iconium. Didn't they want to stone him in Iconium? And he went to Antioch of Pisidia. Didn't they also have trouble there? So what's he doing? Why is he going back to these places? Your Bibles tell you why. It says that they went there and they strengthened the believers. They encouraged them to continue in the faith, reminding them that they must suffer many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. When we come to faith sharing, there are a couple of things that we need to do. We need to encourage each other, encourage other believers. But we also need to do things that will provoke people to dislike us. Sounds as though it's a bad option, doesn't it? Nathan, don't tell me to do that. I know it says that kind of thing in the Bible, but don't tell me. It's far more comfortable for me not to provoke people. But look at what they were able to achieve. The next few verses say that they then made elders of the churches and made sure that they had strong spiritual leaders. And then they returned to Antioch of Syria, having been to some of these other places en route home as well. But what were they able to achieve? And what did it cost them? They went on this journey. So it cost them time. It cost them persecution. In fact, if we were to look back at some of Paul's other writings in 2 Corinthians 11:25 and 2 Timothy 3:11, Galatians 6:17, and maybe even 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7, we have Paul's references of how he was stoned. And these afflictions that he bears, and there's some suggestion that maybe some of these references are to do with injuries that he sustained because of his stoning. Yeah, I'm not asking you to go out and get that much in trouble, but at least to speak for people to make their own choices. What did it cost them? It cost them time, it cost them persecution, it cost them stoning. But what did it gain them? It gained them friends. It gained them people who said, "Thank you for coming to tell us. We also choose to believe and accept this good news of Jesus." So the journey ended by the end of the chapter. They get back to Antioch of Syria and they show them their holiday snaps. Some of their gifts that they brought? Well, maybe not. But they told them all the things that God had done through them. When you meet up with fellow believers, you may not have gone on a long trip, it may have just been this last week. But just imagine this. Next week, when you come together, what stories will you have of what God has been doing through you and your work for him? Go to people because God has sent you. Expect rejection, but look for the conversions and encourage each other all the more as you see the day of the Lord approaching. God bless you.
Thank you for that encouragement. We're going to separate now and give you an opportunity for those who wish to take part in the washing of the feet. So ladies, you will be here in the main hall with myself, and the gentlemen, you will be in the back youth hall just through the door at the bottom of the stairs. So if you'd like to do that, and then we will come back and share the emblems together. And the children you're remaining here with Katrina. No, bless her. You're with Pastor, so do please stay here.
Which side should we go? Should we go this side or this side? You choose. Oh, we've got one on one side, one on the other. Any other little ones coming down for a story? Let's go over this side, shall we?